the first Echo kid born in 1980 reached age 19 in 1999. So over the last decade, we've had all the children of the boomers pouring into Canada's post-secondary education institutions. Enrollments have been skyrocketing over the last decade, up to sort of 2011 and 12, and we'll get there in a minute. And this has nothing to do with the quality of post-secondary education or the attractiveness of post-secondary education. It simply has to do with the numbers of the Echo children, the children of the boomers, moving through their life. And it resulted by about 2010, 2011, everyone was screaming that both colleges and universities, that they were stretched to the seams, that class sizes were skyrocketing, the need to hire independent contractors to deliver courses was at an all-time high, so that many of our courses were taught by itinerant faculty, particularly in universities. And you know, that was evidence that the government should pour a lot more money into the education system. And that's how we finished the decade, first decade. And when I can remember when the government announced quickly at the end of the decade that they were going to have infrastructure money for ground-ready projects, I started screaming at the colleges and universities saying, look, don't build any new buildings. You're not going to need them. Use this money to green your existing buildings so that they're much more efficient. Again, those words fell on deaf ears. Everyone's saying, what's this guy talking about? We're stretched to the limit. The classrooms are full. Class sizes are an all-time maximum. We need new space. And I just retreated and shrugged and say, well, let's wait and see. And guess what? Peak of the Echo, born in 1991. We now come to post-secondary at age 18, so let's put 18 in there. They reached age 18 in 1999. They reached age 19... Sorry, let's start again. Born in 1991, they reached age 18 in 2009. They reached age 19 in 2010. So the peak of the Echo was coming through post-secondary education in their entry class around 2009-2010, and were in the system at a maximum around 2011-2012. Now, the number of births plummeted over the 1990s, so you know 20 years later, post-secondary education enrollments are about to plummet.